مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله. وقال تبارك وتعالى: قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ما شاء الله، most of you youngsters here. So I'm hesitating to talk in English because I don't know how to talk. Anyway, I will try my best, inshallah, to explain you in my broken language. Normally, from the ignorant, from the unlettered until the PhD degree, those who have the degree, they think my izzat, my dawlat, my wealth and my shahrat in this dunya is my wealth. My wealth. If I got wealth, then I will be more famous, I'll be enjoy my life. But Quran says your success is not in dawlat, not in wealth. Your success is not in your dunya's property and many worldly affairs. Quran says in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, your success, an entire humanity's success, only, not today, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. Only tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. Dunya's success is not real success. Remember, Allah says in the Quran Kareem, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ. Those who've been protected from the fire of Jahannam and admitted in Jannat, فَقَدْ فَازَ. Indeed, that person is success. Wo kamyab ho gaya. He became success. And who's not success? Allah says in the Quran Kareem, قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا ذَٰلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. Disgraceful, unsuccess. Himself, his family, on the day of Qiyamah, those who did not follow the way of Rasulullah, and that is the biggest disgracefulness on the day of Qiyamah. Now the question arises here. Nakami kaise hai?
In which way we going to be unsuccess?
Allah says that also in the Quran Kareem. فَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ
فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ
Allah says, فَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُ Your success is with righteous deed, good deeds, piety. And if you do not have that, if your righteous deeds and good deeds, it's very, very little, then Allah says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ That is Christ. Nakam ho gaya ho. Unsuccess.
So we understood on the day of Qiyamah, number one, that pound, dollars, gold, silver
is not going to help us.
Only
will help us if we spend that in the path of Allah, and also we have did righteous deed in this dunya.
Our success only with ourselves, not with dawlat. Remember, my success, your success, entire humanity's success is not with dawlat and wealth and properties.
It's with myself. If I will do righteous deed, I will be success. If I will do wrong deeds, I will be unsuccessful. I will go in Jannah. May Allah save all of us.
Amen.
Might you have heard the name of Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi? He was one of the four biggest kings. Number one, Sikandar Azam. It was before Isa alayhi salam. He was biggest king in this dunya. Number two, Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi. Number three, Chinggis Khan. And number four, Taimur. The four of them, they had the biggest kingdom in this dunya. When Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi passed away in 416 Hijri, after 1,000 years, earthquake came and his grave broken, everything opened up. It is written in the history that everything opened up. The king of that time, he ordered to open the grave properly and make it nice way. Whose grave I'm talking about? Sultan Mahmud. He was not the imam of the masjid. He was not the peer of the khanka. He was not the Sheikh al-Hadith or Allama. He was not sitting in one corner doing Allah, Allah. He was a king in his time. After 1,000 years, his grave opened up. And they were making the new grave for him. They found out his coffin and his body is fresh. Fresh. So we understood from that ke duniya ki tarakki
aakhirat ki kamyabi ke liye rukawat nahi ban sakti hai.
Meri baat samajh mein aa rahi hai?
Duniya ki tarakki, main chahe kitni tarakki duniya mein karu, haan, kab nakami ho sakti hai?
When I spend my body in the wrong way, apni aankhon ko, apne kaan ko, apni zaban ko, I use in the wrong way, my eyes,
my tongue, my hearing, my heart, my brain, my hand, my leg, everything, if I spend on the wrong way, then I'm going to be unsuccessful on the day of Qiyamah. Very, very important to understand this point. Talking. Duniya mein bahut sare aise nadan aaye, jinhone musalmanon mein firqa kar diya. Ye kafir, ye kafir, ye kafir, ye kafir. Who knows that? Allah knows everything. Who's kafir, who's Muslim? How can I say somebody, you kafir, you kafir? And now there's a name of masjid, Barelvi Masjid, Deobandi Masjid, Ahle Hadith Masjid. Different. All the masjid is house of Allah. House of?
Allah.
I remember Harun Rashid, he said to his wife, if you do not go out from my country within a night, you will get three times, like you will get divorced. I'm giving you divorce. Then he realized what I said to my wife. He called all the ulamas. All the ulamas. They said, yes, she had to leave your country. Ab dekho uski to hukumat kahan kahan thi. Spread his kingdom so far. If she sit on the horse, till she cannot finish that kingdom and go out of country. Then Harun Rashid asked, there is anyone who is a student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, that he is one of the murid, one of his khadim and slave, said yes, the Yaqub is present. The Yaqub was a name of Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayh. So he is present, go and call him. And they call Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayh in the darbar of the Harun Rashid. He came. Ye Abu Yusuf pehle dhobi ke bacche the, dhobi ke bacche. He was very poor. His father was washing clothes. Whatever money was coming, he was spending in the house. Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayh. He was very poor. Gareeb ka bacha tha. But Allah has given him such a knowledge. Allahu Akbar. Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayh, he came in the darbar of the king of Harun Rashid. Listen. 4 days before, one Yahudi was living in the same street, on the same road, on the same street, where Imam Yusuf rahmatullah always used to pass. And there was a small gully there, you know, to pass, to cross. What that Yahudi did, he broke his wall and he made that gully, that way, made very narrow. Imam Yusuf rahmatullah said to him, "Bhai, leave this place, at least like our poor people, we can pass through from here. Easy to go masjid here and there." He said, no. When you sit in the palki, you know, palki means, you know, that carry like this. Maybe you saw in the oldest time, they were carrying the hajis like this, two people, and doing the tawaf. Mm-hmm. Oldest time, they're holding two people like that. They're called palki. So oldest time, he says, if you sit in the palki, who can sit only in the palki? Do you know that? The slave carries, nokar khadim, they carries for the nawab and for the king and king's family to go from one street to another street. Said, when you sit in that palki and you go from here, I will open for you this way, otherwise not. Imam Yusuf rahmatullah was so poor. So okay. Within 4 or 5 days, the king called him to ask this masla and ask, there is any solution for my wife. To my wife. What he said, listen, yes, your wife, tell her to sit in the masjid for overnight, then there'll be no talaq. Sit in the masjid. All the ulama were looking at him. How can? He says, I'm not saying. Allah says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. Masjid is the house of Allah, not Harun Rashid's house. Masjid is the house of Allah. the king got shocked. Everybody got shocked when they heard that dalil and proof from the Quran. King said, okay, there'll be three presents for you. Number one, I am giving you 100,000 dirham. Give him 100,000 dirham. Number two, subhanallah, from tomorrow you're going to be chief justice in our country. He became chief justice, subhanallah. The third thing, amazing, when he was going back to his house, he says, come here, sit down here. He told his all the slaves, put him in a palki and take him to his house. Put him in palki and take him. Kabhi socha bhi nahi tha ke I'm going to sit in a palki. The king normally sit there. But the king respected him so much, made him sit inside, and they carried him. When they reached by the Yahudi's house, so Imam Yusuf Rahmatullah said to the slave, put down and go call him. And the Yahudi came out. He said, but now you can open, I'm sitting in palki now. He got so shocked. He said, Ji Huzur, now I'm opening for you. So masjid is a house of Allah. You like this, we're breaking the Muslims. Wallah, I'm telling you. Unity and love each other is a great thing. Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, narrated the hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you greet each other only for the sake of Allah, then Allah will grant that person a shade on the day of Qiyamah. There'll be no any other shade beside the shade of the throne of Allah. Imam Tirmizi narrated, subhanallah. You know, today they don't want to see each other. We pull the leg of each other. I don't want to get taraki so much. There's no rahmah and mercy amongst them. There is no love each other. Imam Tirmizi rahmatullah alayhi says, those who love each other only for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they'll be sitting on the day of Qiyamah on the mimbar of the noor on the day of Qiyamah. Abu Idris Qalani rahmatullah alayhi, it is written in Muwatta Imam Malik. Imam Malik rahimahullah narrated that Abu Idris Qalani rahimahullah, he went to Damascus, and in Jami Masjid of Damascus, he met Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he told him, Hazrat, I love you for the sake of Allah. What is it? I love you for the sake of Allah. Mu'az ibn Jabal is a Sahabi. And he says, you're taking qasam that you love for the sake of Allah. You love me. He said, I'm taking qasam. I love you for the sake of Allah. Three times took qasam from him. Then he took qasam. Then he said, okay, pull him, pull his sheet, come here. Abu Idris, come here. And what he said to him? He says, listen, glad tiding for you. I have heard the hadith from this year, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he says, those who love each other for the sake of Allah and those who sit together only for the sake of Allah, and those who greet each other only for the sake of Allah, Allah saying, my love is compulsory for that person. Compulsory. When Sahabi was sitting next to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, another Sahabi passed. Then the Sahabi said, Ya Rasul, I love him for the sake of Allah. Did you tell him? He said, no, Ya Rasulullah. Go and tell him. Go and tell him. He went there. Anas bin Malik narrated this hadith. So he went there. He told him what that person, the Sahabi says, you love me for the sake of Allah, that Allah making dua also love you. The Sahabi came, Ya Rasulullah, when the Qiyamah is going to come? Prophet said, did you prepare anything for the Qiyamah? Meaning for your death? Did you prepare? He said, no. I didn't prepare so much, but I love you and Allah. I love Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that. I love you, Ya Rasul.
Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahu Akbar. You know, we heard this hadith so many times, but we don't practice, by Allah, I'm telling you. You know, we don't practice. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Listen, those who love with anyone, they will enter in Jannah with them. Now, you love me, you're going to enter with me in Jannah. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu was sitting there, said, all the Sahaba got so happy, that they were never happy in the past life. Like they got a big prize. The Prophet said that. Because they all had love of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said loudly, said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. I love Abu Bakr. I love Umar. Definitely I will enter in Jannah with them. We are sitting here, by Allah, I'm telling you, we are sitting here only for the sake of Allah. Who brought you here? I brought you. No, Allah brought you because there is still the Iman is awake in our heart. Iman is awake in our heart. That's why we came here. There are so many. They're enjoying. So many. taking drugs. So many enjoying in this dunya. But Allah Ta'ala brought you. Subhanallah. This is a love for Allah that you're joining for the sake of Allah. So I was saying that kamyabi and nakami mere badan ke saath hai. Wafi anfusikum afala tubsirun. Look at yourself. Look in yourself. How much you're doing righteous deed and how much you're doing bad deeds. Allah says, Inna deena indallahi al-islam. Nothing except by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Only Islam. We are Muslim, we are mu'min. Alhamdulillah. Say alhamdulillah. Allah gave us the ni'mat of Iman, ni'mat of Islam, subhanallah. And He created us in the ummah of Rasulullah. He gave us big ni'mat, the Quran. Inna deen inda Allah al-Islam. Wa man yabtagi ghayra al-Islam deenan. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Anything else you brought on the day of Qiyamah beside Islam is not accepted. Nothing. Yes. So, now we have to understand my point. Today is a big night, subhanallah. Before I come to that point, let me explain you. Islam ki ibtida kya hai? Aur Islam ki intiha kya hai? What is the beginning of Islam and what is the end of Islam? Beginning of Islam, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Buniyal, Buniyal, Buniyal meaning Bunyad. Bunyad, like this is a floor, I'm going to make masjid or hospital or building. So we make first Bunyad, ground, and then some pillar. The end is going to be roof. No one will say, without roof, this is my house. House build, masjid build. Masjid ka kaam chalu hai. What do you say? Masjid ka kaam chalu hai. Mera ghar ka kaam chalu hai. When a roof is there, subhanAllah, everything is inside. My house is ready. The masjid is ready. The hospital is ready. Buni al-Islam ala khamsin. شهادتي لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت. First, لا إله إلا الله. Bring you in the insaniyat. لا إله إلا الله. Bringing us in insaniyat. We are called insan because we have said the kalima لا إله. Those who are not saying the kalima, Allah said clearly, Inna alladhina kafaru min ahli al-kitabi wal mushrikeena fi nari jahannam khalidina fiha ulaika hum sharrul bariya. Not khairul bariya, sharrul bariya. That's not real insan. Real insan. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat ulaika hum khairul bariya. So buniya meaning ground floor. A bunyad start ho gayi hai. And in namaz, roze, zakat, hajj. So we are normally in the beginning stage, and that also little bit this side and that side. Not proper our salah, not proper our rose, not zakat, not hajj. So we are in the bunyad way, the beginning, the end. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the word clearly. He mentioned innama bu'ithu liutammima. Liutammima, utammim meaning completion of that bunyad, is akhlaq, good character. Completion of this bunyad is, this is the completion of the masjid, is the roof. If there is a pillar, everything is there, but there is no roof, you cannot stay in the masjid, you cannot stay in your house, you cannot stay in a hospital, cannot stay in a school or in any bungalow anyway, because there is no roof there. Feel cold, this is not completed. Complete, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the bunyad and base is namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. And completion of that, utammima, akhlaq. There is a 360 good character sifat. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if you have only one, still you will enter in Jannah. One among the 360. Amr bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala asked, before I come to the point of being night. Amr ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala asked, Ya Rasulallah, mal Islam? Islam kya hai? What is the meaning of Islam? Oh, bhai, this question he asked, when the ayat revealed, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. When deen completed after Hajjatul Wada, he's questioning Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not the beginning of the Hijra, beginning of Madina Munawwara's life. That was Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said long time. Buniyal Islam. They also said Islam ke buniyad paanch cheez hai. But this was question after Hajjatul Wada. Mal Islam. What is Islam? What Prophet Sassan said? Not namaz, roza. Already mentioned that before. That is the base. Prophet Sassan says, it'amu ta'am wa tibul kalam. Is it? It'amu ta'am wa tibul khana khilao, meetha bol bolo. Feed the poor. Feed the people. And talk sweetly. आप तो किसी का मेहमान जाए चाय नहीं पियेंगे, पहले से ही ना कह देते चाय नहीं पियेंगे, खाना नहीं खाएंगे, पहले से ही नहीं। पहले जमाने में रात को 12 बजे भी मेहमान आ जाते थे, मुझे याद पड़ता है 12 बजे ओल्डेस्ट टाइम यू नो इन अ विलेज 12 o'clock मिडिल ऑफ द 2 o'clock मिडिल ऑफ द नाइट इज रेडी फूड दे गोइंग टू मेक फूड स्ट्रेट अवे बट नाउअडेज द 12 o'clock आफ्टरनून अगर कोई मेहमान आ गया तो कहते बगैर पूछे आ गया बगैर फोन किए आ गया कहा भी नहीं हालांकि अभी तो पकाना बहुत आसान है पहले के जमाने में पहले से चाय नहीं पियोगे खाना नहीं खाओगे यू हैव वेंट ताइफ टू सी अ शेख हू इज फ्रॉम दैट जनरेशन यू नो द थ्री पीपल दे वो हिट दे टोल्ड द यंगस्टर्स टू हिट रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम स्टोन यू नो आई वेंट द हाउस वन ऑफ दे फ्रॉम दैट जनरेशन शेख अल्लाह बिटवीन माशाल्लाह द वर्क ऑफ दावत सो मच इन ताइफ And also now in Haram, alhamdulillah. So I went to his house. Subhanallah. Amazing. This. We were sitting, maybe half an hour, myself, my family, and then within 45 minutes, wo pura bakra bhunj kar samne rakh diya. Maine ye kya hai bhai? Bolte hum poochte nahi. Ibrahim alaihis salam ne poocha. Unko ke khana khaoge, ke khana nahi khaoge. Ye hamara Arab style hai. Mehman khaye na khaye, unki marzi hai. But we have to put in front of them the food. अब ऐसा पूरा बकरा कौन खाएगा? सुभानअल्लाह, यू नो दैट वाज अ हार्ट अरब टिल टुडे और उस वक्त ने बताया जो नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने बताया ये दो माउंटेन, वो माउंटेन पर रहते हैं ना, ये माउंटेन वो माउंटेन, टाइफ इन बिटवीन है। अल्लाह के नबी ने फरमाया ना कि जिब्रील साहब ने कहा अगर आप कहें तो दोनों माउंटेन को मिला दें, इनको खत्म कर दें, तो ये माउंटेन है। सो इताम और ताम, अरे चलो सब लोग खाना नहीं खिला सकते, और मैं नहीं कहता हूं हमें भी खिलाओ, बट एटलीस्ट टेबल कलाम, वी कैन टॉक स्वीटली विद एवरीबॉडी, है ना, मोहब्बत प्यार से बात तो कर सकते हैं ना, ये वो भी नहीं कर सकते। दिस इज इस्लाम द एंड सहाबी आस्किंग नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम आफ्टर हज्जतुल वदा वन ईयर बिफोर प्रोफेट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम पास अवे, देन द सेकंड क्वेश्चन मल ईमान, व्हाट इज द ईमान, मोमिन किसको कहते हैं, वो तो हो गया मुस्लिम, हम मोमिन किसको कहते हैं। अल्लाह अकबर, नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम डिड नॉट से दोज़ हु सिट फॉर 24 आवर्स ऑन मुसल्ला दे आर मोमिन, नो, प्रोफेट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड नॉट दोज़ हु स्टैंड इन तहज्जुद एंड डे टाइम फास्ट, नो, अल मुस्लिमु मन सलिम अल मुस्लिमूना मिल लिसानिही व यदिही, कामिल मुसलमान वो है जिसकी जबान से और जिसके हाथ से दूसरे मुसलमान को तकलीफ ना हो, मोमिन है, वो क्या है, मोमिन है, डू नॉट हर्ट फ्रॉम द टंग टू एनी अदर मुस्लिम एंड डू नॉट हर्ट एनीबॉडी थ्रू योर ओन हैंड, वो कामिल मुस्लिम है। अल्लाह अकबर, देन ही आस्क्ड अय्युल इस्लाम अफजल, अल्लाह अकबर, अय्युल इस्लाम अफजल, इस्लाम में सबसे अच्छा मुसलमान कौन है, अच्छा मुसलमान कौन है, नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने फरमाया हुस्नुल अखलाक, जिसके अखलाक अच्छे होना वो सबसे आला दर्जे का सबसे अच्छा मुसलमान है, सबसे अच्छा मुसलमान। मेरी जबान से किसी को, भाई टुडे वी हर्टिंग आवर फादर आवर मदर, यू नो देयर इज अ फाइव पीपल, अल्लाह डजंट फॉरगिव देम, इवन द बिग नाइट आल्सो, इवन द शबे बरात शबे कदर इन रमजान नाइट, अल्लाह डजंट फॉरगिव देम अंटिल दे मेक तौबा, अंटिल दे टर्न टुवर्ड्स अल्लाह, या अल्लाह आई एम गोइंग टू माय मदर एंड आई एम गोइंग टू टेल हर आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू हर्ट यू अगेन। Number one, al-mushrik, mushrik, those who idolate, those who scribe partner with Allah, kaise? Openly and hiddenly, shirk-e-jali, shirk-e-khafi, shirk-e-jali, openly, he is asking Allah also, and he is asking same thing somebody else, said, ya, oh, fula, fula, ya Ali, mushkil kusa, tu meri madad kar, tu bacha, tu rozi de de, aba dene wali zaat Allah ki hai, I'm telling you clearly for myself and for yourself. Today the people just talking, but he don't know. He describing partner with Allah, somebody else. Allah gives sustenance. How can I tell somebody that you give me job? Allah gives everybody, awlad and children. How can you go somebody else and you tell them, oh, kabar wale, tum main mujhe awlad de do. Kahan se wo dene wala hai? Wo khud mohtaj hai. Sir ke khafi khada hai. किसी ने देखा तो और अच्छी नमाज पढ़ना, शो ऑफ एंड रियाकारी, अल्लाह हम सब की हिफाजत फरमाए। मुशरिक नंबर टू, अल मुस्बिल, मुस्बिल एक तो होता है गफलत में सुस्ती में लेजीनेस में, उसकी पायजामा जो है उसकी हिजार जो है थोड़ा डाउन हो गई, यहां अल मुस्बिल से मेरा वो मुतकब्बिर है, प्राउडली ही डू दैट हिज पेंट or things, his kurta or his pajama, below the ankle, proudly, and he's showing everybody, for them also, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, even the biggest night, Allah not going to accept any dua, until he make tawbah. Ya Allah, I'm making tawbah today, so I am leaving the sin from today, I'm not going to do again, Allah forgive me. As number three, aqal walidain, aq, मीनिंग आंख, नॉर्मल तो आदमी गुस्से हो जाता है माँ बाप पर, समटाइम यू नो रेज योर वॉइस इन फ्रंट ऑफ फादर, समटाइम यू से समथिंग, आंख, नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम यूज द वर्ड ऑफ आंख,
You hurt your parents so much that you wounded your mother's heart, your father's heart. ماں باپ کے کلیجے کو زخمی کر دیا, ماں باپ کے دل کو زخمی کر دیا کہ وہ ہاتھ رکھ کر بیٹھ گئی, رونے لگ گئی. اللہ اکبر. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے عاقل والدین, ایسے والدین کے ڈس اوبیڈینٹ لوگوں کی دعا اللہ قبول نہیں کرتا. مدمر خمر. کون ہے مدمر خمر؟ Permanently drinking wine or drugs or any intoxicated things. ارے بھائی میں یہ حدیث کا آخری ٹکڑا سنا رہا ہوں. It's a beginning. Imam Baihaqi narrated in the third volume. Ajeeb. Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Let me explain the whole hadith and then I'm finishing after that. He said, Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم came in my house. It was my turn. Aisha رضی اللہ تعالیٰ, ام المومنین Aisha رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہا. He said that my turn, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performing Isha Salah and he came in my house. Subhanallah. And he took his clothes out. Nabi, the term of the wives is what? It was not compulsory for Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for any wife. No. But he made himself compulsory. Apni taraf se unhone wajib kar diya. Ke I will go today here to the other. He had the 11 wives. And at the end, the 9 wives used to go everyone's house every day. Ye kiske liye? Was it specified only for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You cannot keep that 9 wives. Better you must keep one. Better you must keep one. See? Allah says, I'm not saying that in the Quran al-Kareem. وَإِنْ خِبْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَبَاحِدَةً. If you got fear that you cannot fulfill the rights of the both, then you must keep only one. Otherwise, there will be punishment for you on the day of Qiyamah. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali is written in his Malfuzat. Before his death, he wrote it. He says, Maine to do ki tum nahi karna. I had 2 wives, but you must not do it. Why? Why he said that? 2 way. Number 1, he did it and he showed the people how to do adal and insaf and justice with wives. Whenever he used to bring anything, fruits, he used to scale. Even shoes, he used to scale for 2 wives. Watermelon, scale. Clothes, scale. I don't want anybody to get a little bit extra. Another way, you know that murids, they don't go in a they don't look at the taqwa of the sheikh. And wo to usme to piche hai. Namaz mein piche hai, taqwa mein. Lekin, oh, my sheikh had 2 wives. Let me do 2 wives also. میرے شیخ کی 2 بیوی تھی تو میں بھی 2 بیوی کر لوں. ایک آدمی آیا حضرت تانبیر رحمت اللہ علیہ کے پاس. He came and he told, حضرت, I've got 1 wife. I want to marry 2nd time. حضرت says, okay, first you must buy a second house. Then you come to me. After a few months, he bought the second house. And he came to حضرت. حضرت, I got 2 house now. 1, first house, my first wife is living. I got 2nd one, empty. I want to get married to keep a 2nd one. حضرت says, buy a 3rd one first. تیسرا گھر خریدو. So, حضرت, why? I got 2 house. Said, no. When the first one cheers, you can go the second one. If the second one dhaka mare, to go first one. If the both cheers you, where you going to go? So, you got a 3rd house is there. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had love with all the wives, but yet most love with 2 wives. Number 1, حضرت خریجتل کبرا. Number 2, حضرت ام المومنین Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. Yes. Because the luck is in the hand of Allah. It's not in the person's hand. Justice in the person's hand can do justice everywhere. But the love is from the heart, is from Allah. Why he had so much love with Hadith Khadijatul Kubra? Because Nasal started from Khadijatul Kubra. She got children. From Hadith Fatima till today, Sayyid people is there. From Hadrat Hassan radiallahu, Hadrat Hussein, the nasal began from Hadrat Khadijatul Kubra and deen spread with Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. She was a hafiz of Quran and she memorized 2,210 hadiths. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, sometimes used to call her Tayyaba, not Aisha, Tayyaba. Sometimes used to say Humaira. And he mentioned the hadith, خُذْ مِنَ الْحُمَيْرَةِ ثُلُثُ دِينَكُمْ. You must take your 1/3 quarter knowledge from my Humaira Aisha. He was telling the Sahaba. The companions, look at Abdullah ibn Abbas. He was a Raisul Mufassirin, but he was a student of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. Aisha. So, remember today, you know, in our house, sometime husband zalim ban jata hai, kabhi bibi zalim ban jati hai. Too much kich. But try to stay with love each other, understand each other. Understand, otherwise our children is learning from the parents. Tomorrow they'll grow up, they'll do same thing. Then we will regret after that, what my children is doing. Because we showed them how to fight and what to talk of each other. So they're going to talk to their husband or their wife similar way. That's why Hadith Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi quoted in his kitab, in Mukashafatul Qulub, he mentioned clearly that, oh husband, if your wife oppress upon you, you must make sabr. You must make sabr. How like the other hadith I completed, that Amr bin Abasa, what is that? Mal iman, what is it? As-sabru wa samaha. Have patience and forgive. Have patience, maaf kar do. Forgive and forget. Wa sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at what he did. 21 years, the Makkah's Arabian people there, they tried to kill him, na'uzubillah. They tried to kill him only the day of Fateh Makkah, when he went to conquer the Makkah. What he said? La tasriba alaykum al-yawm. Today I'm forgiving you, each and every one of you. He said clearly. Like the person, while he was returning to his house, from the Tabuk, from the place of Tabuk, on the way he was lying down under the shade of the tree, and the Sahaba, the hadith you know, the story you know, that a Bedouin person came and he took the sword of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he poked by right side of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam got up quickly and he said like this, who's going to save you from me? I'm going to kill you. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam just said, Allah will protect me. When he mentioned the name of Allah, straight away the sword fallen from his hand. Fell down from his hand. Prophet ﷺ picked up the sword and what is it? Now who's going to protect you from me? He said, you. Nabi ﷺ asked him, you want to become Muslim? He said, no. Okay, I'm forgiving you. Go. That was a good character of Nabi ﷺ. As-sabru wa samaha. Imam Ghazali mentioned, if his wife is zalim, husband making sabr, he will get the reward of Ayyub alayhi salam. For 18 years, he was making sabr. That reward Allah will give that husband. Imam Ghazali mentioned, Makashifatul Kulu, if husband is zalim, for the wife, she will get the reward of Asiya, wife of Fir'aun. How much Fir'aun hurt her? But look at what was the rank of Hazrat Asiya when Prophet went to the Mi'raj. He was going to the Mi'raj. Said, Ya Jibreel, Jannat is here. Said, why? He said, I can see the fragrance of Jannat. Well, the Jannat is still far. This is the grave of Asiya that Allah Ta'ala gave on her Jannat in her grave. That was Asiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Understand? So, Prophet Sassan came in the house. I don't want to go more in detail. I'm finishing now. Came inside the house and he used to make salam softly. If the person is awake, could understand. If the person sleep, do not disturb. He used to come. He took his clothes out nicely and went to sleep with his wife, Umm al-Mu'min Aisha. After a little while, he got up and he's going, coming out slowly. Still, Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, between sleep and awake. You know, and she saw that Prophet Sassam stood up, he's wearing clothes and going out. The Prophet Sassam went a little bit far. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha got up and she came out following him. Might he went to another wife's house? Today is my turn. How can he go some other wife's house? Well, she saw that Prophet Sassam is went to direct Jannatul Baqi and is standing and making dua for the marhumin. Making dua for the Then he came. Hazrat Aisha also came quickly, but still breathing fast. Prophet Sassam asked Aisha, what happened? Breathing so fast. You know that. Now secret is open. Secret is open. Allahu Akbar. She says, I was thinking like this, that you went to another wife's house. He said, impossible. How can Allah and His Rasul oppress upon you? Understand? Then he says, Ya Aisha, you do not know
Tonight is 15 Shaban. Imam Bayhaqi narrated. He brought a whole chapter of the hadith. This is the hadith also he mentioned. He says that Prophet ﷺ says, those who stand up tonight and do ibadat, aaj ki raat mein Allah Ta'ala, Kabil e Banu Kalb, they were tribe in Madina Munawwara. They called Banu Kalb. They had so many goats and sheep, subhanAllah. And you cannot count the hay, wool of the sheep or goats, subhanAllah. You cannot count from one mountain to another mountain. There were so many sheep, Allahu Akbar, and so many goats. Farmaya, aaj ki raat mein, tonight, Allah forgiving my ummah, amount of the hay of the goat. He mentioned. And then, Aisha, can you give me permission? I can stand up and read namaz. He asked permission. She said, okay. Prophet ﷺ stood up. Two rakat namaz. In the long sajda, he was reading the dua that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, فَسَجَدَ سَجْدًا تَوِيلًا أَنِّي زَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُ كُبِذَا. Maine socha, itna lamba sajda, is a long sajda, that I thought he passed away in his sajda. Harrak harraktu. Then maine kya kiya? Harraktu. I shake his toe and he shake. I know now. SubhanAllah. What dua he was reading in that sajda? Allahumma inni a'udhu. Because Prophet said, Aisha, this dua, Jibreel alayhi salam taught me. You're going to memorize, you're going to read. Said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. What was dua? Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabi. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi'afwika min iqabi. Wa'udhu bi'radhaka min sakhati. Wa'udhu bika minka jalla wajhuk. La uhsi sanan alayk. Anta kamas nait ala nafsik. If you do not remember, you have to dalta ghibi muslimi milawat hai na. Very weak our minds, we can't memorize the duas. At least, we read 2 rakat namaz, 4 rakat namaz. In sajda, we can read 100 times Subhan Rabbiyal Ala. 100 times Allah maghfirli, Allah maghfirli, Allah forgive me, Allah forgive me. Yes, Subhan Rabbiyal Ala. We can do that or not? So long sajda, long ruku, long from Alam Taratil Suratul Nas, then again Alam Taratil Suratul Nas, long qiyam, long ruku, long sajda. You ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah says, Hal min mustaghfirin fa'aghfirana, Hal min mustarzikin fa'arzuka, Hal min sa'ilin fa'utiyahu ala kada ala kada ala kada. Hai koi maafi mangane wala aaj ki raat mein, main usse maaf kar du. Is there anyone who is seeking forgiveness? I can forgive him. Is there anyone who is looking sustenance? I can give him sustenance. Is there anyone, any questioner? I can fulfill his rights. Subhanallah. Like this, Allah Ta'ala saying to me and you, Yanzilu ila samai dunya, on the first heaven. On the first heaven, he descend his rahmah on the first heaven, and he's telling from the Maghrib till Subah Sadiq. Hey, koi, aaj tak for whole year, I was waiting for you, oh my servant. Today, I came myself from the 7 heavens to the first heaven to tell you. Hey, koi maangne wala, main usse maaf kar do. Is there anyone who can ask me, I can forgive him. Hum phir bhi agar khade hokar toba na kare, 2 rakat na pade, 4 rakat na pade, still we don't stand up and read some namaz, some durood, some ibadat. That is not my fault, not your fault, not Allah, it's our fault. It's not Allah's. It's a bit, Allah given us so many nights like this. How many nights of Shaban passed in my life? How many Shabbat Qadr passed? We didn't make Qadr of it. We didn't value it. Allah given me the one more night today. Understand that in your house, Allah did not say in the masjid or wherever, better in the corner of my house, stand up quietly, nobody knows, and cry in front of Allah, I have made so many mistakes in my life, Allah forgive me. In sajda, Allah forgive me. Allahumma gfirli, Allahumma gfirli. In sajda, in ruku, Subhan Rabbil Azim. Then in attahiyat, you can ask so many du'as. You can repeat, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi, zulman kasira, 5 times, 10 times. You can repeat a long attahiyat, you can make it. And then you make salam. And go to in sajda and ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Oh, either we can read salatul tasbih. Very easy, very simple. Everybody knows that.
Understand? 75 times the third kalima in first rakat, in second rakat, in third rakat, and fourth rakat all together. 300 times third kalima is so much reward for that. Allah will definitely will forgive. Why? I counted for five people that they're not going to be forgiven. But if they also make proper tawbah, Allah will forgive them also. I'm not saying of five people. If an entire world, they become sinners and their sins become full from the ground to the first heavens, Allah says, you must stand in front of me and say, Allah forgive me, I will forgive you. I will forgive you. Allah is waiting. وَالَّذِينِ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Istighfar, istighfar. Tonight, you can go. I'm not saying that you just sit one place for whole night. Understand? At least give some time to Allah Ta'ala. You can go and sleep. Get up and you can read your tahajjud and do your sehri and fast tomorrow, inshallah. Kumu laylaha wa sumu naharaha. Mustahab to fast, but better those who fast, mashallah, 13, 14, 15. Or you can do another 3 days. Subhanallah. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Or in a whole month. In a whole month, 3 fast. Subhanallah. Monday you fast, you can fast next week and then following week. Subhanallah. So we can fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah. मेरी बात समझ में आ रही है ना जी मेरे साथ एक इस्तिगफार पढ़ लो सैयदुल इस्तिगफार इमाम बुखारी मेंशन सैयदुल इमाम बुखारी मेंशन दोज हु सेड वन टाइम इन द मॉर्निंग इफ ही डाइड फ्रॉम मॉर्निंग टू मगरिब द जन्नत इज वाजिब फॉर हिम एंड दोज हु रिसाइट द इस्तिगफार मगरिब टाइम एंड इफ ही डाइड नाइट टाइम जन्नत इज वाजिब اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت وأبوه بذنبي وأبوه لك بذنبي وأبوه بنعمتك علي وأبوه بنعمتك علي وأبوه بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت أي الله اس استغفار کے صدقے پورے مجمع کی مغفرت فرما دعا کر لے اللہم صلی علی سیدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سیدنا مولانا محمد وبارک وسلم یا رحم الرحیم یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم اللهم إنا نسألك باسمك الله وباسمك الرحمن وباسمك البر الرحيم وبأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منها وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا أن تغفر لنا أن تغفر لنا وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت وأبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت نستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله ہم سب توبہ کرتے ہیں ہمیں معاف کر دے اللہ ہمیں معاف کر دے اللہ ہمیں معاف کر دے اللہ ہمیں معاف کر دے بہت ہی برکت والا مہینہ آ رہا ہے رمضان کا اس سے پہلے ہمیں معاف کر دے یا اللہ ہمارے اعمال نامے پیش کیے جائیں گے تیرے سامنے
ہم جانتے ہیں کہ ہم بڑے گنہگار ہیں, ہمارے رجسٹر گناہوں کے نیکیوں سے زیادہ بھرے پڑے ہیں. اب تیرے سامنے پورے سال کا رپورٹ پہنچنے والا ہے, اے اللہ اس کے پہنچنے سے پہلے ہمیں معاف کر دے. اے اللہ معاف کر دے, ہماری اعلیٰ اولاد کو معاف کر دے. اللہ ہماری اعلیٰ اولاد کو معاف کر دے, ہمارے ماں باپ کو معاف کر دے, ہمارے بھائی بہنوں کو معاف کر دے, ہمارے رشتے داروں کو معاف کر دے, اقارب کو معاف کر دے. اللہ پورے مجمع کو معاف کر دے, پورے مجمع کو معاف کر دے, پورے مجمع کو معاف کر دے, پوری امت کو معاف کر دے. اللہ گھروں پر بیٹھ کر سننے والی مائیں اور بہنیں اور جہاں کہیں لوگ سن رہے ہیں مکسلر کے ذریعے سے, اللہ سب کی مغفرت فرما, سب کی مغفرت فرما. اس رات میں سب کی مغفرت فرما. بہت سارے لوگوں نے میسیجز کے ذریعے سے, فون کے ذریعے سے دوسروں سے بھی کہلوایا ہے, کہیں بیماری کے لیے, کہیں پریشانی کے لیے, کہیں مصیبت دور کرنے کے لیے, دعا کے لیے. الہ العالمین سب کی مصیبتوں کو دور فرما, سب کی بیماریوں کو دور فرما, سب کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, سب کی مشکلوں کو آسان فرما, سب کی اولادوں کو آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا, اولادوں کو نیک بنا, اولادوں کو ماں باپ کی آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا, حافظ قرآن بنا, خادم قرآن بنا, عالم دین بنا. اے اللہ ہم تجھ سے مانگتے ہیں تیرے نام اللہ کے واسطے سے, تیرا نام رحمان کے واسطے سے, تیرا نام رحیم کے واسطے سے, اور تیرے سارے ناموں کے واسطے سے ہم تجھ سے مانگتے ہیں, ہمیں معاف کر دے, ہم پر رحم کر دے, ہماری روزی میں برکت عطا فرما. تو نے خود کہا ہے کوئی مغفرت چاہنے والے؟ اے اللہ ہم سب بیٹھ کر تیرے سامنے اے اللہ مغفرت کی دعا کر رہے ہیں, ہمیں معاف کر دے, ہمیں معاف کر دے, ہماری توبہ قبول فرما. آئندہ گناہ نہیں کریں گے, آئندہ گناہ نہیں کریں گے, جو کچھ کیا اسے معاف کر دے. اللہ ہمیں پچھتاوا ہے اور ہم یقین سے کہہ رہے ہیں آئندہ نہیں کریں گے, اگر ہو گیا تو ہم توبہ بھی کر لیں گے. الہ العالمین ہمیں معاف کر دے, ہمیں معاف کر دے, ہمیں معاف کر دے. اللہ ہماری روزی روزگار جاب میں برکت نصیب فرما, ہمارے گھروں میں برکت نصیب فرما, افواہیت نصیب فرما, سکون نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جھگڑوں کو ختم فرما, جن کے پاس اولاد نہیں انہیں اولاد صالح نصیب فرما, اولاد صالح نصیب فرما, اور اولاد والوں کی اولاد کو آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا, بے جوروں کو صالح جور نصیب فرما, اور جور والوں میں محبت مودت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ مرتے دم تو ایمان پر قائم دائم فرما, ایمان پر قائم دائم فرما, اعمال صالحہ پر قائم دائم فرما. جب موت آئے اے اللہ ایمان پر موت نصیب فرما, خاتمہ بالخیر نصیب فرما. اے اللہ تیری محبت میں ہم بیٹھے ہیں, تیرے گھر میں بیٹھے ہیں آج کی بری رات میں. اے اللہ ہماری مرادوں کو پوری فرما, اللہ ہماری مرادوں کو پوری فرما. اللہ بہت کچھ مانگنا ہے, ہمیں مانگنے نہیں آتا ہے, تو اپنے فضل سے عطا فرما, اپنے کرم سے عطا فرما. اللہ جس کی اولاد بیمار ہو شفا عطا فرما, جس کی بیوی بیمار ہو شفا عطا فرما, جن کے شوہر بیمار ہو شفا عطا فرما, جن کے ماں باپ بیمار ہو شفا عطا فرما, جن کے ماں باپ حیات ہیں انہیں عفو عافیت نصیب فرما, اور جن کے ماں باپ دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں اللہ ان کی مغفرت فرما, اللہ ان کی مغفرت فرما, اللہ ان کی مغفرت فرما, اللہ ان کی مغفرت فرما. ہمارے اساتذہ کرام کی مغفرت فرما, ہمارے شیوخ کی مغفرت فرما, ہمارے دوست احباب کی مغفرت فرما, ہمارے متعلقین کی مغفرت فرما, ہم پر احسان کرنے والوں کی مغفرت فرما, ہم سے محبت رکھنے والوں کی مغفرت فرما, علماء کا احترام کرنے والوں کی مغفرت فرما, ان کے گھروں میں حافظ قرآن پیدا فرما, عالم دین پیدا فرما, پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, مشکلوں کو دور فرما. اے اللہ قطع تعلق سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, اے اللہ شرک سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, اے اللہ مشاہین الہ العالمین کینہ اور بغض سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, ماں باپ کی نافرمانی سے ہماری حفاظت فرما, الہ العالمین شراب اور ڈرگز اور زینا اور چوری سے اور ہر قسم کے گناہوں سے, کبائر سے, صغائر سے, ہماری اعلی اولاد کی, پورے امت مسلمہ کی حفاظت فرما, حفاظت فرما, حفاظت فرما. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نعوذ بعفوك من عقابك, ونعوذ برضاك من سخطك, ونعوذ بك منك جل وجهك. لا نحصي ثناء عليك, انت كما اثنيت على نفسك, يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون.